Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Go Beavers.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Meringue. We do this bad boy every single day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 1. Coming up after us will be Ducks Insider from 1 to 2, then the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then, baby, it's primetime. 3 to 7, and bonus coverage tonight, recruiting with Andrew Nemec from 7 to 8, wrapping up 14 hours of live, continuous, local, regional sports talk radio. If you missed any of this stuff, you can always check out the podcast, the Odyssey app, 503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the day, along with the YouTube chats, youtube.com/1051TheFan. We got 10 toes down coming up here in 15 minutes. So get those questions in, unequivocal answers to the questions that are pressing in your life the most, whether they're sports or what you got going on at home. What's your college football program record as a partner?
Mm.
I took a big one on that.
There you go.
On the text line, drop the black hole singularity theory on high school seniors and watch the existential breakdowns. That would be fantastic.
There you go.
Is Pluto becoming a non-planet low-key a big story that no one ever talked about? Hell yeah, dude. How did we keep that? How do we were just like, oh man, Pluto's not a planet? That's weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
That ain't cool, man.
Because as a kid, I got taught Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto.
Yeah. Yeah. Disney has a dog named after it. It's pretty rough, man.
The Pluto erasure, I will not stand for.
Me neither. Also, it's just kind of mean. Like, did you ever think about hurting Pluto's feelings?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Just no love.
Hate to see it, man.
No love. Well, football's back, my friend.
And who cared about Pluto anyways? Keep it moving.
Moving on.
This is how it happened.
Well, you know, I don't live in those circles. I don't know who I'm supposed to call to yell at and tell them that, like, Pluto needs to be, you know, back in the rotation.
Prank call, like, some planetarium or what's the big telescope place called?
The one that's, like, in the James Bond movie?
Yeah, well, there's...
It's in Brazil, I think.
Oh, I mean, there's a couple of those. Like, it's not just the name of, like, the Hubble or anything like that, but there's a name for those buildings. And observatories. Thank you. I could not think of it. I'm smart. But, yeah, do we just call it an observatory?
SMRT.
Correct grammar is me smart.
Me smart. I am so smart. SMRT. But, yeah, no. Do we just, like, crank call an observatory and be like, Put all back, you nerds.
Yeah, I'm
remember,
not sure.
Remember all the meteor movies that came out in the late 90s, early 2000s?
Armageddon, Deep Impact.
And they was always like, there was somebody, just some random dude in New Mexico who spotted it first and wanted to name it. One of them named it after his wife because nothing else could wreck anything else like his wife. I want to name it after my wife. She's sitting right there. Oh, because nothing else could wreck an entire civilization quite like her.
I argued that as a partner, I am a 10-2 football program. Mm. But my wife deserves 12-0.
There you go.
She's Ohio State, which also created really funny things because of the ex-husband in Michigan.
Mm.
And I didn't even mean to.
Oh.
I inadvertently took a shot at Michigan and didn't mean to.
Mm. Did you, though?
Well, now I'm worried that it's just kind of embedded in the blood. That now I just don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazonia. The Baltimore Ravens are in Miami. Welcome to Miami against the Dolphins. It is the return of Lamar Jackson.
Have you seen his numbers against Miami all time?
No. Are they sexy?
He has 14 touchdowns and one pick.
Ooh, I kind of like that. 14 tutties and one pick?
And we know one thing. When Lamar is on the field with the Ravens, they score all of the points.
Yeah, I did hear something interesting today, though, that defenses on Thursday Night Football on the away team have been really atrocious.
Makes sense. Travel, short week.
Is this the week that we see Lamar come back to form, or should we taper our expectations?
It's a hamstring taper.
And expect a rough outing from the two-time MVP.
I don't know about rough, but maybe not as explosive. He's even said it's like, you know, I've never had a hamstring injury before. I had to be real careful with this, and soft tissue lower body injuries, especially hamstring and groin.
Hi, Scoot Henderson. Where you at, bro?
A bunch of you have texted in the text line over the last couple days. A bunch of you have DM'd me on Twitter. The Blazers said 4 to 8 weeks. We are at 4 weeks. We will get an update if nothing has happened when they hit 8 weeks. That is how they operate. I have asked, and I asked behind the scenes. I have told you all publicly, I expect him back around Christmas. Operate with around Christmas, and if he comes back before that, cool.
And I'm going with the new year.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you got to get in game shape. Yeah.
And the 4 to 8 weeks is not when he returns to basketball.
That's
4 to 8 weeks
cleared.
Is when he's cleared to return to basketball activities. And if you haven't done anything for 2 months, you're not going to ramp up in the freaking first week and go play basketball. But to that point,
soft tissue.
Lamar
bitch.
Jackson, what does he rely on?
His legs. I mean, he's got cannon arm, too.
I know, but I mean, what makes him special?
His legs.
Is the fact that he can extend a play or have a designed run and take off. Do you think they're going to run designed runs with Lamar Jackson
the first
week off this? No, probably not.
Probably not, but I mean, this is, you know, I had to eat crow on this. I was super, super wrong, speaking of things like admitting your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I did not love Lamar as a passer, and in fact, it held me back on me liking Lamar as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
For many, many years, and then he said, stick this in your pie hole and prove me wrong on that, and he is a great thrower of the ball. I would love to see a game plan tonight of him just old man statue in the pocket and see what happens. Can that offensive line run the ball?
Hello, Derrick Henry.
Can the offensive line hold it together and get established a run game together? Because this Miami team is weird, man. They look real good last week, but they're also a dumpster fire. So it's like, which one am I going to get? And I wonder if some traditional old-fashioned football of running the football, pocket passing, can get the job done. Because if you can go into Miami and just kind of get the job done and get out with a W, what do we always say? No style points in the NFL. If you can get out with a W, it could send you on the right track.
NFL don't matter. But I don't know if I mentioned this to you or if I mentioned this yesterday on air. You know what the Ravens' new motto is, right?
What's that?
12-5.
Oh, right. Just went out.
Went out. Be that team. Which it'll change to 11-6 and probably 10-7. But, you know.
It's going to have to, I imagine.
I
do not expect them to run the table with the amount of problems that they have.
No.
But maybe Miami is a get-right game for you, you know?
I mean, they should have been a get-right game and handle business, Atlanta.
Is Tua's eye going to be, like, swollen shut again?
Probably.
Did you see that?
Yeah, weird.
That was weird. He got the visor.
He's been a visor guy before, though.
Yeah.
Lamar visor guy.
Ooh, is Dante going to be a visor guy this week? Or in 2 weeks against Iowa?
Mm.
Give me, like, dark visor.
Look, the NFL doesn't allow it. I think college football allows the tinted one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the tinted one. Why doesn't the NFL allow the tinted
anymore? You have to get, like, a prescription medical clearance to get the full-on tint.
Because they make you see the eyes?
Yep.
That's not fair.
Concussion protocol.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, we're taking the helmet off to do the concussion test anyways, guys.
But LaDainian, dude, the dark visor.
This is before. Mm. Yeah, I think there's only four guys right now that currently, three or four guys that currently have the medical waiver to do it. And it's because like they have like astigmatism or light sensitivity, something like that.
Oh, someone would be writing that script for me.
Yeah, no, I would too. 100%.
My name is Derrick Henry. I'm a future first ballot Hall of Famer.
And I wear a dark visor.
And I have millions of dollars. You will write this script. And he's like, yes, sir, Mr.
Also,
Henry.
Also, if I had my druthers about it, we would do this show in the dark.
I'm a vampire.
I want to work in the dark.
I could do a show in sunglasses easily. I wear sunglasses. When I'm outside, if it's daytime, I wear my sunglasses 90% of the time.
Love it.
You look like such a bro right now because your headphones look like giant gaudy earrings.
I love it. My glasses are polarized, so I look at my monitor. It just went completely black.
Maybe we could do a dark show tomorrow for Halloween.
Ooh, spooktacular?
Spookies. Do we got to hold a flashlight under us so they can see our faces
Ooh,
on the tube?
Like go full goosebumps?
On the tube of you?
That I like
could
that.
Be fun.
I like that.
I don't know. How dark does it get in here? Okay. Russ, do you think this is a bad idea?
I mean,
hey, you know, paying attention over there, Russ?
Not great for our viewers on the YouTube.
Well, we just hold the flashlight
because it
the
does
time.
Get dark.
It does get very dark.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I like this idea. We can do it for a little segment.
Kind of interested in this idea, a spooktacular segment.
Mm.
What do we talk about though?
Ghost stories.
Ghost stories.
Best ghost stories. Campfire ghost stories.
Hmm.
Ooh.
I don't think I have any good ghost stories.
I don't really either. I can tell horror stories.
What are good sports horror stories?
Oh, those kind of horror stories.
Just people haunting your dreams. Mm. Like who lives in your head rent-free? Someone out there is still scared of Warren Sapp.
Rufio in your kitchen right now about saying waxing poetic?
That doesn't live in my head.
Mm.
It doesn't.
I'm going to get it there.
Nah, I don't care enough.
I'm going to shovel it in there.
No, I don't care enough about that. You like the Ravens to win tonight?
Yeah, it's the Dolphins.
I think I do too. Look, road teams might be bad on Thursday night football. Dude, Thursday night football is just bad in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I mean,
I just can't get behind Miami.
The Nuggets played the Pelicans last night.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, and Adam Mares, who does All City and the DNVR group for his coverage there. And he's like, this team looks like they gave up. And I use the drop that we use all the time. And here's the first pitch, and the season's over. And I was like, that's where the Pelicans are at? It feels very much yes, the Dolphins beat the Falcons last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it feel like their season is over?
I feel like their season has been over for weeks.
Yes, and that's what I mean. Like, and if you're that team that's playing them, you need to treat them as such.
I think so, too.
Pummel them, just put them in the corner, beat the hell out of them, and walk out of there with a win.
It might be the one time where you don't look at an NFL matchup and say, it's professionals, it's the NFL, any given Sunday, anybody can win. Nah, man, just beat the hell out of them.
Baltimore's a 7.5-point favorite.
That's steep.
That's a big line in the
NFL. I wouldn't touch that.
That's a big line.
I wouldn't touch that. What if it's Miami that came out last week? What if it's Miami against the Bills? You know, those are two games that they were in.
Weirdly enough, the Dolphins have two wins.
Mm. I wouldn't touch that betting line, but I will take the Ravens to win tonight.
Yeah, they've beat the Jets and the Falcons.
I'm on back-to-back nights. Oh, nope. Tonight will be the first night in a long time that there's really only one game to watch.
Mm.
No Blazers. No baseball. We're just watching old football.
Thank God there's no Blazers game tonight.
Skin. What?
Because they've had five in the first week.
That's basketball, bro.
That's a lot.
You come at me with this 162 in baseball stuff, I have zero sympathy for you in your NBA schedule.
Well, you're not covering it.
I'd rather watch 162 baseball games than 82 basketball games. It's not even close.
That's weird.
It's not even close.
Weird.
Dude, the NBA season is long.
It is long. And it's
long.
Just, the way the schedule lines up right now, it's just boom, 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 boom. It lightens up here in a little bit, but first 12 or 15 games, man, they are fast and furious.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
I have seven straight weeks of Wednesday games.
Yeah,
it's super. No, I don't like it because it's in the middle of the week.
There is hockey tonight. Go watch some hockey.
Did you get really tied up in that frozen frenzy?
No, but Swag printed me out 40
a
pages.
A Bible.
I know. I'm going to
read that.
I saw that.
He cut down a tree for that thing. I better read it.
I'm going to read that and come back and become hockey bro.
A little book report?
Yeah. Like the YouTube chat. As an astronomy buff, it's hilarious to hear you guys talk about things you half know. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do here.
Yeah, 100%. That's the show.
Fake it till you make it.
No, there you go.
10 Toes Down is next. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326 in the YouTube chat. Unequivocal answers to things you have to have an opinion on. Sports, your life, Halloween. We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Blood starts coming out my nose. Is somebody watching the act? But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back.
This is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326, or over on the YouTube chat. We'll throw a little Halloween in here as well. Some foods, some sports, some zers just got sent in.
Some what got sent in?
Some zers.
It's just static. Some what got sent in?
It's what I call zebras. Zers. Zerbs. Zerbs.
I saw the stupidest video of a zebra that made me laugh harder than I ever thought I could laugh. It was like at a wildlife refuge in South Africa.
Okay.
Maybe South Africa. The accent sounded familiar. Maybe it was a South African in Afghan safari.
Okay.
And it's a middle-aged, like not fully grown zebra. And there's like a pretty tall fence. And it's like a catch fence. This zebra runs at it full speed like a possessed bull and like puts its head in the catch fence and flips over it and is free.
Whoa.
And it's just sitting there looking around like, what do I do now? And it just sits there frozen. Like, it does like a full-on front flip. It throws it like 8 feet in the air. And it just kind of like looks around like, freedom? And then it's trying to get back over the fence like, oh no, what have I done? But I laugh so hard because I didn't, like, a zebra doing like, and it didn't look.
Parkour.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. It looked coordinated. It didn't look like it was just like falling, you know, butt over tea kettle.
Damn cool.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, that zebra's got skills.
I saw one yesterday. It wasn't a zebra, but it was a deer of some sort, an antelope of some sort, this big old one, who saw an electric fence that was like, I don't know, 5.5-6 feet tall, and he just stood there and looked at it, needed to go to the other side, took one step back, one step forward, stood there for a moment, and then just flat put it on the ground.
Cleared it like it was nothing?
Cleared it.
Deer, great. I almost hit one on the way in this morning.
Oh, really?
Took the back roads, which, you know, can be a little dicey early in the morning. But yeah, had a little black-tailed doe jump out in front of me. I'm like, please, no, not today!
I once hit a deer in Idaho. I was so sad. One of the saddest days of my life. I killed it.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Dinner?
No.
No.
You can't cook food that you kill on the road.
I mean,
because then people think you're like swerving into it.
I think RFK Jr. would like a word.
Let he who's not cast the first stone.
This is 10 Toes Down. As you ask the questions, we will answer them unequivocally, as they must have full belief in your answer and no goofing off with it. Mm. I'll give you an easy one here, 10 Toes Down. A great bowl of ramen is better than a great bowl of pho.
10 Toes Down, ramen.
Ooh, I'm an easy one on this. It's pho. Pho is my favorite food in the world.
There is something about great ramen, because you get the soupiness.
Totally.
You get the noodles. You get like I like a good beef with the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, it's a little bit of chili flake or the chili crisp, excuse me, buddy.
And I don't get into the ramen world because it's too fatty for me. Did you just up down me? Did your fat ass just yeah, up down me?
You damn right I did.
How
from one
dare
fatty
you?
To another. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh my God.
Goodness gracious, it's too fatty for me?
Yes.
How?
Because of the egg and all that stuff.
You've told me what you eat.
I don't eat fatty stuff.
You've told me what you drink.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, that's just caloric.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been more offended by you in my life.
I'll give it time.
And that is something.
That's not true.
Ten toes down. That was the most offensive thing Danny's ever done to me. You just up-downed me?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, my
How
God.
How dare you? It's not that fatty.
It's fattier than pho.
Sure. Than freaking bone broth. Sure.
I love pho.
Don't get me wrong. Pho is tremendous. But good ramen is an absolute certified banger. Goodness gracious. It's too fatty?
Yeah.
We're not talking about eating like a freaking prime rib
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't like prime rib or brisket either. Well, I mean, I like them, but I don't. I tend to not go to them because they're too fatty.
Oh, my God.
I can't
too
believe.
Too fatty.
I can't believe you up-down me. I'm really, really, really hot and bothered by that.
I'm hot and bothered you called ramen too fatty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween edition, 10 toes. What is the hottest, naughtiest Halloween costume a woman can wear? Schoolgirl, cheerleader, maid, or angel devil?
There's one missing.
What?
Meow.
Ooh, kitty cat.
I also saw a woman once rock a Reno 911. Rust, who's the guy with the short shorts?
Oh, Lieutenant Dangle.
Dangle. I saw a woman wear that one time, and I went, didn't know you could sex that up like that.
Well, the reality is you can do anything with that. You
yeah,
know,
you,
if you got the goods. You
can sex up anything.
You got the goods, you can do that.
But, yeah. I think it's all of the above.
I know. I tend
it
to stay.
On, it depends on who you got and what you're rocking with.
I try to stay away from the schoolgirl aspect just because of, like, kind of being gross a little.
Mm.
Yeah.
But also you kind of like it.
The maid,
hey,
we don't
kink shame here.
I've never had a maid. I've never really, like, seen a maid.
Wow, you're not living a sex-positive life, are you?
You know, hey, wild take here that hopefully the old preschool's...
That got a giggle out of
hopefully preschool's not listening right now.
You don't have a little hot for teacher?
I don't need it.
Yeah, well...
I don't need
nice
it.
Nice save, nice
yeah,
save.
I don't need it. I don't need the cosplay. I don't need the...
I mean, it's not a matter of what you need.
Or the kink stuff. No shaming, I know, but I just...
No shame either. It's just... Sometimes it's fun.
You're asked, like, do I look good in this? Like, I don't care what you look in that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had it with our women of, like, it doesn't matter what you're wearing, how much or how little, we love you.
If I had to take one of those and a 10 toes down, I'll go the cheerleader, I guess. College cheerleader.
There you go. Nice save.
Yep, there you go. But I'm here.
Have you ever seen the sexy nun?
How do you sexy nun? I mean, you can sexy anything.
That's my point. I've seen a couple of those before, and I'm like, that one feels a little wrong. A little wrong, but I get it. It's what this night is about for the adults of that age range and that ilk.
Yeah.
But that one has always been like, that one feels a little weird.
We'll do one more 10 toes down before we take a break. And if you guys want some more, we'll do some more. That's up to you.
Keep going.
503-864-6326. This is a question that's been asked a lot. And I'm glad that we haven't really touched on it. And we can save it for 10 toes down. Even if found not guilty, is Chance ever coaching the NBA again?
No. 10 toes.
10 toes, no.
He's lucky if he avoids jail time.
Yeah. And even if he does avoid jail time is the question.
Yeah.
I don't see how you ever get involved again.
Nope.
I mean, look at Ray Rice, you know, like it doesn't take much to get kind of blacklisted.
And
from stuff.
By
not much, I mean, like you don't have to kill somebody to get told you can't play.
Yeah.
Anymore.
But you can be Ray Rice or Ray Lewis.
Well, Ray Lewis was still allowed to play. Came a Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. I just don't see it. I think the gravity of the situation and how
the FBI is using that part of it as Chauncey Billups as the name.
And how we already kind of knew the fragility of sports when it comes to gambling. Mm-hmm. This, you're flying way too close to the sun. Way too close to the sun. I mean, I would argue triple, quadruple times close to the sun than you should be. And so because of that, it's just going to cost you. Like I read Jason Quick's piece yesterday on the situation at the courthouse and the pictures that I've seen, and dude, that is a man that is real, real worried about a lot of things that aren't basketball.
I mean, like I said, that Mike Richmond had the former DOJ special assistant on his podcast, and I'll pitch it because it was a great interview. I think her name was Danny Shulkin, if I remember right, and she's worked on these cases, and she's probably going to be pro, you know, the prosecution in this, because that was the side she was on. But she was also like, yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg, because what's in the indictment is not all the evidence.
Yeah.
They saved that for the trial.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you think? 10, 15? I think Chauncey goes to jail for 10 to 15 years.
I don't think it goes that far, but I think there's probably 6. That's federal prison time, man.
Federales.
Yeah. It sucks, dude.
Woof.
But yeah, coaching in the NBA, that's the least of my worries with him.
All right, we'll keep it here with 10 toes down, 503-864-6326. You can get those questions in. We'll do a double seggy today. Also throw them on the YouTube chat as well. Got some college football questions to ask. We'll see what else you guys have for us. But first, the Big Kahuna. He's got sports.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, this is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15, part deux. Hope we all have a safe and happy Halloween tomorrow. I will be dressed up.
Make sure it's not too fatty.
I'm going to dress up in here. Ah, Halloween is gluttonous. I'm going to have a bowl of ramen.
I'm going to bring you a bowl of ramen.
Have a bowl of ramen tomorrow for Halloween. It's like a free day. I know I'm going to get into a fight tomorrow with my wife, too, because she's going to be like, everybody, okay, welcome. We're done with trick-or-treating. You can have four pieces of candy. And I'll be like, 40?
Yeah.
Babe, it's Halloween. You got to let the kids be kids.
And it's Friday.
And it's Friday.
And it's Friday. And I'm leaving at 8:30 the next morning, so good luck.
You're going to deal with it. Not only that, we were talking about this the other day when you weren't here. We have freaking daylight savings on Sunday.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Fall back.
Ugh.
That's an extra hour, right?
Yeah, it's going to throw everything off.
Well, I noticed that because you're going to love this.
Mm.
Kick times in Europe for football are all different now.
It's like, oh.
Because they don't follow stupid daylight savings time.
10 toes down. Daylight savings, go away.
Go away.
Be done with it.
Look at us. Mm. Look at you, MAGA, me woke, and we agree on it.
I am sitting here in a red hat. God dang it. Unbelievable.
Look at that. Look at us agreeing, crossing party lines.
Good God.
Only the government would open back up and do something, you losers. Yeah, absolutely losers. Where'd it go? 10 toes down. Do you think WSU fans will be louder than Oregon State fans in the Pac-2 championship part one this weekend? Also, for the record, this is technically a non-conference game. This is a non-conference game this weekend between Wazoo and Oregon State because you can't have the same team scheduled twice in a conference game, which means the Pullman game after Thanksgiving.
That's the conference game?
That's the conference game, which means
that's the Pac-2 winner.
The game will be in Corvallis next year when we only play once.
Mm.
So I'll probably go to Corvallis 2 years in a row.
Look at you, looking out.
Although the Thanksgiving weekend makes it a little tough.
Mm.
I really hate that that game's on Thanksgiving weekend. I hate that Wazoo plays a game on Thanksgiving weekend.
Why?
Because Pullman's 5.5 hours away.
Oh, I think you're going
to sometimes
Corvallis.
The games are on like Friday at noon. Like when we had the Apple Cup, which is dope. I loved it that weekend. But every once in a while, when Leach left and Wazoo started being bad, the Apple Cup would be at 12:30 on a Friday. After Thanksgiving? Like, dude, how am I supposed to get there? And party? You want me to leave Thanksgiving night after dinner? I'm all fat and sassy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not into that.
You gotta get that PJ life.
Do you think we are going to out-yell the Bees on Saturday? 10 toes down.
Yes. Yes, because Corvallis has not exactly been lively.
Yeah, I just wonder because of it being kind of Halloween weekend and people partying, that it might be a good idea to go to the game.
Yeah, you might get another stupid group of kids like that one that was on that newscast. You saw that,
six,
right?
6'7".
Oh, God.
6'7".
Unbelievable.
I've officially ruined 6'7" at my house for
good
my
for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And they're not happy about it.
Perfect.
They're mad.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get him to stop saying bro. Mm-hmm.
But you got 6'7"'s gone.
I got 6'7" out. They are not pumped with me.
I mentioned it around a kid who's about 15. I said something. He's like, I don't know. It's 6 or 7. And he was like, oh, 6'7". And I was like, don't you start with me. Don't you start with me.
Mm-hmm.
Little whippersnapper. And I saw a reel on IG yesterday or the day before. It's like, me being 40 plus years old and mad about 6'7", me also in middle school. I am the great Cornholio. You know what I mean? Like, ah, yeah, damn.
It's also true. I did see a great one of kids these days will never understand what the dab truly meant when we were kids. And it's us doing the DX, suck it.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like 12 years old looking at a teacher going, suck it. Yeah.
I think the Oregon State fans will come out to play. It's also going to rain. It's not going to be fun weather.
Which will damper it down.
Yeah, I guess us Cougs have traveled.
Yeah.
We're going.
You're going. You're in it. If you're local and you're like, eh, it's crappy out. I don't want this.
I spent $100 on a new jacket. Well, not $100. I got a good deal on it.
There you go.
But a new rain jacket.
Rain jacket.
So sexy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sexy. Oh,
is there going to be a video?
And it's a little large, so I can wear a sweatshirt underneath.
So you can eat ramen.
Mm. Eh, probably just candy.
Are we going to see a video of you pop up of you peeing in a storm drain?
No, but I could be Fireball Guy 2.0. Fireball guy.
How strict is security at Oregon State?
I don't know. I haven't been to a game of Reese's in a long time.
Gonna test that?
Yeah, I haven't been to a game of Reese's in a long time. I don't know what I'm gonna do. They serve alcohol at Reese's?
They do now, don't they?
Does anybody know?
I'm almost certain they do now. I thought I saw that was part of the, like 2 years ago they started.
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost certain. I know they do it at Oregon because...
We just started this year at Wazoo.
Yeah, because, you
know... Which I hate because I prefer reentry.
There may or may not be members of the staff that did not make it to an end of a game. Some of us played hurt.
I think I will probably strap some liquor to my body.
There you go. I like that.
Old school style.
Plastic.
Yeah, but do we go like rum, whiskey?
I mean...
Tequila.
I mean, that's me.
Dude, have you ever had a tequila and Coca-Cola with lime?
Yes.
Dude, it's delicious.
I'm a Diet Coke guy, but yes.
It's delicious. I don't like Diet Coke.
Look, I know I'm weird. I like the taste of Diet Coke over the taste of regular Coke.
I am told they serve alcohol at Reese's.
That's how I am with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
You're a Diet Dr. Pepper guy?
I'd rather do it, especially the cherry.
Oh, it's a banger.
Yeah.
Diet cherry?
Yeah. Yep.
The Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper. That's just my opinion. No. I prefer that over the regular.
Guys, soda's terrible for you. Go fully leaded.
Nah, I don't.
Well, I get yelled at, too, if I drink too much sugared soda. Like, I have to reserve that for my Coca-Cola addiction.
I always feel crappy when I drink sugar.
Cola?
Yeah. When I drink sugary sodas, I always feel like crap afterwards. Maybe it's because I've always drank diet.
Mm. Well, and it's bad sugar for you.
Yeah.
So one thing I'm kind of with RFK on is getting rid of high fructose corn syrup.
Mm.
Stuff's really bad for you.
It's not great for you, Bob.
A Mexican Coke is awesome. You ever had a Mexican squirt?
Oh, God, yeah.
Baby.
Usually I pay extra.
Boom. Roasted. The text line might have given me my...
That may be an all-time record for silence on the air.
I'm expecting fan man in 3, 2.
Just wondering how many of these from today I can actually use in a show promo.
Hopefully none, dude. My mom is probably listening. I did just get a new costume idea from the fan text line, 503-864-6326. I dream of Jeannie. Now, I know that would be hot on the missus, but what if I dream of Jeannie next year?
As long as it's not see-through.
You know, I still really, 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 really want to be Elvis and Priscilla.
Mm.
I really want to be Elvis.
With you being Priscilla?
No, I don't have the hair for it.
Mm. It's a wig.
I know. I think I just really want to be Elvis.
Joe and I have talked about...
I want the white suit, the Vegas Elvis. Yeah. Talk like him all night.
Joe and I have talked about being each other for Halloween a couple of different times. And we talked about it again last night. He's like, would you do it? And I'm like, yeah, no. Because I immediately remembered that I would have to shave. And I was I'm like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely. I'm like, I just got a haircut yesterday. I got my beard all trimmed up, faded, and blended. I'm shaving this off. Come on now.
I would have to shave the mustache if I was Elvis, but I would do it.
But what if you went as mustache Priscilla?
Nope, I would do it. Mm. I just want to be Elvis really badly. I don't know why.
You could eat ramen because you could be sitting on a toilet.
You're like Elvis on the toilet for Halloween, wandering around getting candy?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
What if you just went to 6 different ramen restaurants that night?
Then you don't be on a toilet.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of fat.
10 toes down. Family are a college football team lifer, and you become a fan of their biggest rival. Which rivalry gets most hate or gets you excommunicated from the family for being a traitor?
It's Michigan Ohio State.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Duke North Carolina basketball?
That's up there. They did that in that commercial.
USA Canada hockey?
Yeah, I think that one's a little bit different, but like, it's your nationality. But there was that commercial. It was one of the cell phone commercials where the guy shows up
to
the girlfriend's house, and he's wearing his North Carolina hoodie, and the rest of the family's all wearing Duke gear, and the mom opens the door, is like, dad's sitting there shaking his head disapprovingly, girlfriend sitting there like, oh, yeah, you didn't communicate that one. Didn't communicate that one.
If you brought home a Sounders fan, I'd be pretty pissed off.
A what fan?
A Sounders.
No idea.
They're a Seattle MLS club.
Oh, right. I know.
They've actually won 2 MLS cups.
And we know somebody who works for the Sounders who's awesome.
Well, so she's nice to you.
Yeah.
She's not very nice.
I loved her.
I
guarantee right now she likes ramen more than she does pho.
If one of my kids came home and decided they were a Manchester United fan, I'd be real angry.
Mm.
Be really angry.
Broncos or Chiefs would really bother me. Lakers would really bother me.
I think we underestimate the Broncos-Chief hatred between the threesome of Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Chargers are there, too, but the Chargers remind me of the Royals in the Central.
Yeah, they're just...
Like, I hate everyone in the Central except for the Royals.
Cubs would bother the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Lakers would bother me the most.
Yankees-Red Sox?
Yeah, that one's up there. That one's up there for sure. Knicks-Pacers?
That's easy, dude. Yeah. Screw the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if I lived in New York, man, and I had money, I would sit courtside at Knicks games a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I would in L.A. New York, I would. In L.A., it would drive me nuts because just trying to get to the stadium every night. But in New York, I can ride the subway.
You know, Hyken was down on the L.A. trip, and he was like, he texted the group chat. He's like, Al Pacino just walked by me. I was like, that's a Laker game.
That's a Laker game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But, you know, my kids would be more excited if Shamalama Ding Dong walked by.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Al Pacino, they'd be like, who?
Yeah. Some.
And I'd be like, hoo-ah!
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be like, you are so lame.
Mm-hmm. But hey, it works.
I would high-five Shamalay.
Mm. Yeah. He knows ball. He's a huge Knicks fan.
You know who else knows ball?
Mm.
Anthony Edwards.
Oh, he does.
Anthony Edwards. We'll get to that next. Thank you for your participation in 10 Toes Down. We do it every Thursday at 12:15. When we come back, it's closing arguments to call it a day. We'll get there next. That's Danny. I'm Patrick, 105.1.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Gotta hate this show. All right, that'll do it for us. This is Closing Arguments. We'll send you on your way. Coming up on tomorrow's show, I wrote, Kent State is stoked. Because I read a fun article. So a big football day tomorrow for you guys. That is a Football Friday on the Fan, as it always is. We'll do our walk around, our stroll through the merry gardens of the Pacific Northwest. Only one game. Only one game this week. Oregon, UW, both on byes.
Mm.
So we'll give a little love on that. It'll be Halloween. So have a good time with that. Plus, we'll dive into, take a little peek at some college football games that at the beginning of the season looked like banger of a week. And now it seems like kind of a sad week. But we'll finish up closing arguments here with, I think I've decided that my new favorite player, not named Klay Thompson, to watch in the NBA is Ant Edwards. And not just because of him as a basketball player, but him last night against the Lakers.
He's just funny,
was
man.
Absolutely hilarious.
Just like he's got it. He's got the showman factor.
I don't know what it is, but he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting with the crowd. Who's this number 12 guy?
Mm-hmm. Talking about Jake LaRavia.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. He had another one where somebody got fouled underneath the rim, or he thought somebody got fouled underneath the rim. For those who wonder, Ant was inactive last night. He's injured.
He's out, what, 2 weeks, I think they said?
And he pops up, and he's kind of throwing a fit, and he's barking at the ref, and then he sees the replay, and he looks at the ref and yells across the court, "You got it. You're right. My bad. My bad." Oh, you smiling. And throws his hands up like, "My bad."
See, I want more of that in the NBA.
Have fun.
I want more of that in the NBA.
Play a sport for a living. Quit the whole, like, we're on to Cincinnati. Like, stop. Stop trying to control who you are. Honestly, man, even if you're a giant, like, I hate Dylan Brooks.
I don't know many people that like Dylan Brooks.
Because he tries.
Even Oregon fans.
But like, nobody likes him. But when he actually is just an a-hole, an unabashed a-hole, do you remember what he did in the Olympics? Walking in front of Ant Edwards during his interview, and he did it to him and Devin Booker.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because he's an a-hole. And he's like not like walked like near him, walked directly in between him and the camera. Ant Edwards almost was dropped a and he saw the camera, like the look on his face was just like, and I was like, that's Dylan Brooks being Dylan Brooks. Embrace being who you are.
If Ant Edwards is so fun on the court, or in this case on the court adjacent, why is his life off the court an absolute S show?
Because he has zero control.
Yeah. Lots of money. Young kid.
Not like he can't mature, but like, yeah. It's like John Morant, Demetrius Morant, you know, he grew up in the suburbs, went to a private school, and he's out here acting like he came out of the trenches. It's like, dog, that's not who you are. Be the likable, fun-loving, explosive dude from Murray State.
Is that jaw's gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that jaw look like now?
He's got to find it again. Mm. He's got to find who he is. Like Kevin Durant leaning into, yeah, I had a burner. Yeah, I'm habitually online. Yeah, I'm going to talk S to you. That's a more likable dude than the dude who didn't admit it. You can say you don't like him,
totally.
But I at least respect it, you know?
Yeah, at least KD. Didn't KD usually have the reputation of jawing at people before games?
Yeah.
And shoot around?
Yeah, he does it now. He does it all the time. He was talking ass to Ace Bailey at the free throw line in a preseason game.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, kid, didn't you just get here?
Yeah, like, I'm going to need you to calm down,
I'm
dog.
I'm going to need you to shut up.
Yeah. Be that. If that's who you are, be that. It's more fun.
How's our Rookie of the Year race looking? I haven't seen enough association. To
right now, VJ Edgecombe is flying away with
Where's my kid in Charlotte? Is he doing anything?
Which one? Con?
Yeah, Knipple.
Charlotte's playing good basketball.
Okay.
Brandon Miller's dealing with stuff again. It's like LaMelo Ball is playing.
What's Brandon Miller dealing with? The same, like, murder thing?
No. Just injury stuff. That's the concern with him. He's always getting dinged up. It's like, man. But no, I mean, there are a couple of rookies. I mean, Ace Bailey, honestly, his best game was last night. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he hasn't really done a ton.
Coward's been good.
Coward's been good. I'd say the top three right now are VJ Edgecombe, Dylan Harper, and Cooper.
I saw a great, did you see VJ and Maxie on Inside the NBA mm-hmm. yesterday? Chuck being great.
Yeah.
Chuck being great. Maxie, I know you got paid and you deserved it, but you need to spend some of that money and get VJ some stuff on his walls.
Yeah.
Because it's just bad. That was really, really funny. And I like VJ on that, during that interview, very much looked like, oh my God, I'm in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being interviewed by Chuck, he's making fun of me, mm-hmm. but also telling me I'm really good at basketball. Yeah. I don't know what to do here.
Also, his
I thought
name,
that was fun.
VJ is short for Valdez.
Why is there a J?
Well, I can't remember what the other one is, but like Valdez Edgecombe is a dope name.
I mean, yeah.
Go by Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
Go by Valdez.
He's probably been VJ since he was, you know, 6 years old.
I spent a week with him at Hoop Summit.
Valdez Drexel.
Yeah.
Edgecombe Jr.
Drexel with a J?
No, with a D.
So there's no J.
No.
Hmm.
It could just be, he is a junior, so it could be because maybe he's.
Oh, there you go.
Valdez Jr.
There you go.
But Valdez is a dope name.
Valdez is a dope
name. But I spent a week with him at Hoop Summit. One of the highest character kids I've ever covered there.
Well, the smile on his face tells me that all the time.
He's one of them ones as a dude.
Every time he smiles, it makes me smile.
Yeah. Marshall Cho had him as a coach. Cho, obviously, local coached here at high school ball and very ingrained in the region. Couldn't speak higher of the kid.
How did he not go number two? Is Harper that potential?
I mean, bigger. That's the thing. It's bigger.
Yeah.
Where VJ's more combo-y guard. Dylan is combo-y guard, but bigger. Which allows you to overcome a lot. But Dylan's been really good.
I'm excited that the Sixers have moved on into like a new life of basketball. Because I'd rather watch Maxie and VJ then.
Yeah, it's a different version, but it's kind of Dame CJ.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it's two smaller guards.
Two small guards. Who runs point on that? Does Maxie run the point?
Yeah. VJ's more off guard.
Yeah.
VJ is very Victor Oladipo-y.
But what if they have a 7-footer that can actually play?
Yeah, well, they do have an MVP if he could just, you know, be healthy.
Turns out playing is a big
yeah thing. Availability certainly helpful, but yeah, no, the rookie of the year race, it's going to be fun, but I still think Cooper's going to hit the ground running here in the next couple weeks. Yeah. That is if you know, you mentioned your favorite player outside of Klay Thompson might be cooked.
I know, dude, two ACLs and Achilles.
I mean,
dude,
he's old and
he's got Megan instead. Like, who cares?
Yeah, Klay might
priorities might have changed a little bit for old Thompson over there.
he just might be cooked. It's unfortunate, but father time comes for all.
I know, and that's just kind of like where we are in the NBA. Like a lot of our heroes that we watched, you know, as 40-year-olds, the people that we've watched in the league since mm-hmm. LeBron's draft, basically, those guys are all gone. They're mm-hmm. all gonna be gone. There's no middle tier. Did you think about that? Like, who's the best middle tier player?
I mean, Jeff Green was holding on for a long time
because you got KD, you got Steph, you got LeBron, mm-hmm. but then everybody's like Ant, Luka. I mean, maybe Jokic is in the middle there.
Giannis
and Jokic, yeah. Dame maybe. Although, I mean, Dame's almost 42.
AD,
yeah. It feels like the middle tier is light.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. That's why the league is in such a good shape right now as far as superstars.
It's the next generation is coming. The generation between had a lot of really good players, but nobody was transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
The transcendent guys now are SGA, Luka, Shea, or I should say Ant. Like, it's that next group of guys. That group of guys in between were really good. Dame probably being one of the best of them.
Sure.
But a lot of those guys are aging out.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We will catch you all tomorrow. Hopefully, have a safe Thursday. Get your last-minute Halloween stuff. I'll be dressed up. Danny's going to do something. We'll figure it out.
I'll let you know when I drive to Spirit of Halloween or Halloween Spirit, whatever the hell it's called.
There you go. Ducks Insider is next. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.